வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of June, 1974, in Germany.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. Read this, Lord.
Kamasya nendriya prithir labho jivaita yavata jivasya tattva jignasa nato yascheha karma bi. Translation. Life's desires should never be aimed at gratifying the senses. One should desire to live only because human life enables one to inquire about the absolute truth. This should be the goal of all works.
What is that? Jivasya tattva jignasa. Inquiring about the absolute truth. That is the only business of human being.
Now may I put a question? Just I think there's one way to reconcile. This was given just now as a Christian view or the other side, as far as the body is concerned. Because I think there are three conscience of body. The one looks only at health. The second one only as beauty. But the third one we are never talking about has to look to transparency of our body consciousness, to become transparent in a way that in our body and through our body we might look for the absolute truth.
Yeah.
That this goes together.
So the thing is that if my life is based on false conception that I am this body, so the bodily appreciation of beauty or any other thing, that is also false. That is also false. If I am not this body, then anything conceived in relation with this body, that is false.
Or usually we see the body in connection with beauty or health. But there's another possibility to use the body as a transparent medium to conceive the absolute truth.
Yeah, that is explained here. Jivasya tattva jignasa. That means with this body you should not waste your time like the birds and bees, but utilize it for inquiring about the absolute truth. That is the reality. So that you have to learn how with this body you can utilize your energy to understand the absolute truth and re-establish your relationship with the absolute truth.
So he asks, is it a waste of our energy if we try to do good for others, if we smile and be kind?
But you cannot do good to others because you do not know what is good. You are thinking of good in terms of your body. But body is false. Therefore, your conception of goodness is also false. No, I withdraw that word, false. But it is not you. It is false in this sense that you are accepting this body yourself, but that you are not. Just like
I live my identity
with the body, but the body is false. False in this sense that you are not this body.
I am only.
You are simply just a, I am occupying this apartment, but I am not this apartment. I am different from this apartment.
Yes.
This is understanding. So if you take interest of the apartment and you forget yourself, that is false. If I simply decorate this apartment and I don't eat myself, then what is this? This is false attempt. That we are trying, this is called, in the Bhagavad it is said that apranasya hi deyasya mannanam lokaranjanam. Now, this body, you or I, everyone, we are nicely dressed. But if the life is gone from the body, if you dress the body, is that very good intelligence? You have understood?
Yes.
That I am dressing, so long my life is there, I am dressing very nicely, this body. But when the body is dead, if you dress the body, or somebody, or your relative dresses nicely, it is very good intelligence. But because he does not know that he is not this body.
Yeah, but he says, because if we go out of the room, the room remains as it is, but if we go out of the body, the body doesn't remain. So he said there must be an intimate connection between the soul and the body.
Remains mean in the same way. It's like if I leave this room and it remains here, in few years' time it will be destroyed. And similarly, if you leave this body in few hours, it will be, it is a question of hours and years. The soul is different from the body.
Yes, but at the same time, he said that there must be a very intimate connection, actually a oneness of body and soul. That is what is now.
No. As long as we are alive.
That is not oneness. Just like this room is important so long I am living. Otherwise it has no importance. If the, even the body is very dear, I throw it out.
Huh? He doesn't want to separate this.
But you must separate. As soon as your death comes, your body will be kicked out by your relative.
I think the difference is now just one, that folks spoke about our lifetime, that during our lifetime there's an intimate unity between life and soul. As we experience it, and he makes no doubt that the soul is something different of the body. Mm-hmm. And when soul goes out, there's no life anymore. So I glaube, wir können das fallen lassen.
Maybe that one thing. Perhaps it makes a difference if the person thinks I am the spirit, I have a body, or he thinks I am a body and I possess a soul. That is an important point.
Yes. Hmm? That is his mistake. Hmm? That he is body and he possesses soul, but not that. His soul is covered by this body. Another example, just like your core, so long you use it, it is important. And if you don't use it, it is not important. But if you take coat, it is very important. But it is important, so long you use it. But if you don't use it, it is torn, you throw it out, you take another coat.
Can we not also say that self and not self must separate, either in death, involuntarily, or through destiny?
Must separate.
Self and not self must separate.
Must separate.
Either through death or destiny.
Yeah, that is called death. You separate from this body, you accept another body. This period is called death. So, the body which you occupied previously, that is false now. Now the body which you have occupied now, that is important now. So you are giving stress on the body, which I am changing after a few years. That is the problem. Misunderstand.
I think it would be important for us all to know, what would you say to the question, how to realize the last truth? And what do you mean by realize the eternal truth? That real life, real and eternal life, means nothing but to recognize the Father in the Son.
Yes. That is real business. And we have created so many unnecessary, superfluous business. We have set aside the real business to know the Father. And that is the mistake of this civilization.
Professor Durkheim's question was, very simply, what is our way, or what is our method to realize the highest truth?
Because we would learn from you what's your way.
Yeah.
What is our process?
The simplest method is to associate with the Father or the Absolute Truth by associate. This association can be possible. God, His name, His form, His pastimes, His abode, His paraphernalia, everything is God. Because absolute. First of all, you should understand this, absolute truth. Just like here in the relative world, the name of a person is different from the person. But in the absolute world, the name and the person are the same. So, we are teaching or preaching this, that you chant the holy name of God, you associate immediately with God. And if you associate immediately with God, then gradually you become godly. The example is, just like you put one iron rod in the fire, it becomes warmer, and at last red hot. When it is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. Similarly, if you simply associate with God, then gradually you become godly, or all the qualities of God. Then you understand God, and your life becomes perfect.
Holy name of Krishna.
Holy name of God.
Of God.
If you don't like to chant Krishna, you chant in your own way.
Yes. But
chant the name of God. If you know the name of God, chant it.
Yes.
If you do not know, then take it from me.
Exactly.
We are recommending to chant the holy name of God. If you know, you chant that name. And if you don't know, then take it from me. Explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that God has many thousands of names, or God has no name. No name means He has God. So many thousands and millions of names that you cannot say this is only God's name. This is one sense. But how God names are understood? The God names are understood by His action. Just like we say Krishna. Krishna means all attract. God is all attract. God is attractive for the Hindus, for the Muslims, for the Christians, for everyone. Therefore, being all attractive, this is Sanskrit word of all attraction, Krishna. This is the explanation of the attribute of God. Similarly, if you have got similar name, which explains the attributes of God, that is also God's name.
This is I am God.
I think you said this. Lord Jesus Christ said, God, hallowed be thy name.
The Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
So He has name. You find out what is His name and chant it. And if you do not know, then take it from us. There you are. He has name. He has name. He's not without name. Now it can be no name. He says, hello, be thy name. He has name, therefore he says name.
But there's no name in
the Bible. That doesn't mean. He might not have mentioned or you have not noted. But when he says, hello, be thy name, there must be the name. Therefore I say, if you do not know the name, you take it from us. That is intelligence. Why should you say that there is no name? He said, hallowed be thy name. There must be name. But you do not know.
But it is purposely done not to say the name of God to...
Because there is name. You find out.
He said this, when there is said, hallowed be the name, it's meant in this way, that there's no mention of a particular name to... be respected.
Yes, yes.
To be
that we say that God has no particular name, but according to action, His name is done. Just like Krishna. Krishna is not the name. Krishna means all attractiveness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When Moses asked,
just as Buddha is not a name.
Mm. Because he is man of knowledge, that who is called Buddha.
The one who has reached
Buddha. Buddha means one who has perfect knowledge.
Buddha is not the name of somebody.
Just like you say, hallowed be thy name, President.
Buddha is not the name.
President. Now the President has a name, but you do not know. But the President must have a name.
Has the name a special esoteric meaning?
Mm.
And is the technique of chanting the name, has this a special hidden purpose that the unenlightened do not...
Not hidden, but open. Mm. Because Absolute is not defined from His name. Therefore, when you chant the name of the Absolute, that means you associate with the Absolute. And as soon as you associate with the Absolute, you become purified.
Like iron and fire.
Yes, yes. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatirannatha. For your perfection, You simply chant the name of the Lord, Hare Nama. Hare Nama. Hare means of the Lord, and Nama means name. The thrice, just like we give stress three times, you do it, you do it, you do it. This is a good stress. Similarly, the Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Nama Iva Kevalam. Simply you chant the Lord's name. Kalu, in this age of Kali, Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatirandatha. There is no other alternative for self-realization, no other alternative for self-realization. Therefore, stress should be given for everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord. Kali means the age of quarrel. This age is simply about fighting and quarreling. They are not interested to understand the absolute truth, but they are interested in fighting and quarreling. Therefore, this age is called Kali. Kali means fighting.
Would you please, Mr. Ganesh, to further elucidate your technique as of one chants the name of God, and will you please be so kind as to elucidate further in some particular way, or what comes was not that so came in Indian. What should be done in addition to that, or how it is formulated in the complete system of your reverent teachings?
This is the Bhakti Marga means, the first thing is Saranam, hearing. Just like these books are being written to give chance people to hear. That is first business. If we don't hear about God, we simply imagine something. Now we must hear about God. We are publishing 80 books like this, simply to hear about God. Then when you hear perfectly, then you can describe to others. That is called kirtanam. Sarvanam, kirtanam. And when the process goes on, hearing and chanting or describing, kirtanam means describing. Just like our, this whole society is hearing from these books and they are going out to describe. This is called kirtanam. Then, by these two processes, hearing and chanting, you remember. Smaranam. That means remembering, you always associate with God.
So at all times remember me.
Smaranam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam. Then worshipping the deity. To offer flowers to the lotus feet of the Lord, to garland, to dress, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, offer prayer, dasam, sarv. In this way, there are 9 different processes.
We have a similar thing in the Christian apparel to the forgiving vetting on God's implication label from Buddha Lawrence.
Yes, Christian method, the offering prayer. That is bhakti. Kali Yuga means fight. Nobody is interested to understand the truth, but they will simply fight. In my opinion, this, I will say my opinion, this, he will say his opinion. So many foolish opinions and fight between themselves. This is the age. No standard opinion. Everyone has got his own opinion. Therefore, there must be fight. Everyone says, I think like this. Oh, what is your value? You are thinking like that. That is correct. Because you have no standard knowledge. If a child says, the father, in my opinion, he shall do it. Is that opinion to be taken? If he does not know the thing, how he can give his opinion? But here, in this age, everyone is prepared with his own opinion. Therefore it is fight, quarrel. Just like the United Nations, all the big men go there to become united. But they are increasing flags, that's all. Fighting. It is a society of fighting only. The Pakistan, the Hindustan, the American, the Vietnam, it was meant for unity, but it is rendered into fighting association. That's all. Everything. Because everyone is imperfect and he wants to give his perfect knowledge.
Thank you.
Then you mean the Kali Yuga exists all the time?
No. This is a period. Therefore, this Brahma Sutra says that you should be eager to inquire about the absolute truth. Adhāta Brahma Jigyāsa. Now the answer, next code is, the Brahma, or the absolute truth, is that from which or from whom everything has come. Adhāta Brahma Jigyāsa Janmādhyasya Jataha. Now you find out where is the, everyone is trying to find out what is the ultimate cause. That should be the end. If you follow this philosophical course, then your fighting will stop. It will be sober. This verse also. Tattva Jigyasa. Tattva Jigyasa means to inquire about the absolute truth. Sit down. So there should be a class of men, very intelligent class of men in the society, who are discussing about the absolute truth. And they will inform others. This is absolute truth, my dear friends, my dear, you do it like this. That is wanted. But here everyone is absolute truth. That is fighting.
It was always the desire of mankind to find, like he says, the kings should be wise and the wise men should be kings.
Yeah.
So he said this was always the desire, but...
But thing is that this desire... is there everywhere, but whose desire is standard? That should be understood. Everyone is desired, but whose desire is to be followed? What is the actual, factual desire? That is to be understood. Unless you do not know what is the standard of desire, then this fighting will go on. You desire, you know, I desire in our mind. Knowledge is according to the quality of the person. If the man is a devotee, what is the value of his knowledge? You see, we cannot take up the knowledge achieved by a devotee. The perfect human being is this guy. Samodhamodhika arjava. Find out?
You cannot have heaven on earth simply by our desire to be.
No, despite there are intelligent class of men, they sit together, they do not fight. That is, still you can make, because the example is there, but that requires qualification. Therefore, what is the qualification?
Shamodamastapaksocham shantir ardhavam evacha jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahmakarma svabhavajam. Translation. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the brahmanas work.
That is the quality of the highest intelligent class of man. So if you do not find such qualities, how is his knowledge to be perfect? These are the qualities.
He's doubting if we should be convinced about that.
Well, if he's not self-controlled, he'll not be convinced. Because he'll think it is rebellious. I can do anything what I like. I can eat whatever I like. So how he'll like this idea, self-control?
But one question, you see, these virtues have been always asked for by Christian churches also, yeah, exactly the same. But then today we realize that the virtues are on one level with vices, that they are something different. If you pass through the initiatic step, you get somewhere, you see, where we can understand, for instance, if Christ says, let the dead bury their dead. A phrase like this appeals to a different level. So I think as long as...
No, it is not a different level. The advice is given according to the time, person. So, if people follow Lord Christ, instruction, that is also perfect. But they do not follow.
They do not?
They do not follow.
Sure not.
That's it. Otherwise, either you follow Bhagavad Gita or Bible as they are, then you become gradually perfect. The difficulty is they do not follow. And still they are claiming, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am this, I am that. Rubber stamp. No qualification, but rubber stamp. This is the difficulty. First of all, I acquire this material qualification, then talk of spiritual.
So deshalb ist es notwendig.
Just like, I think in the university, if one wants to learn about law, he must be graduate, first of all.
Yes, in India. Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, you become graduate, then talk of law, books. Similarly, you first of all become a Brahmin, then you understand about Brahma, absolutely. Without becoming Brahmin, how can I understand?
Three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society, were created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
Your message, I think, will be very much appreciated by that youth of today in the Western part of the world who says to the adults, you have educated us to go to maintain our position in the world, to do something useful for the community, and to behave nicely. But you never ask us who we are and who we should become.
That is the beginning of our talk, that you are spirit soul.
Everyone?
You are spirit soul.
Yes.
You are not this body. That is the beginning of our talk.
First of all, we are speaking of a gradual process of self-realization, first adopting these brahminical qualities and going further and further. So he asks if he's missing, it is not possible to become illuminated at once by God's grace, become converted without undergoing these
things. Chant Hare Krishna. That will be. Yes, you haven't got to undergo these and that. Simply chant and it will, you will become perfect. So easiest, but still they will not accept. That is the difficulty. When you give the easiest way, they won't accept. Easiest way is we are recommending they chant the holy name of God. Do it. Not that you chant the name of Krishna. You have got your name of God. You chant that. Begin that. That isn't it. You do not know. So our recommendation is not my recommendation, from the Vedic literature, authoritative recommendation, and the Bhagavad Gita, satatam kirtantam mam jatantascha dhiravrata. Everything is there. You begin. Therefore I said in this age, so many things is impossible to be done. But you begin chanting the holy name of God. What is the difficulty?
To know of a name.
To know why you are doubtful. There is name. If you do not know, take it from us.
I see that so many.
Why you deny that?
There are thousands and millions of.
That's all right. Here is one name. Why don't you take it?
No, I said millions of men are looking for the name.
Yeah. But if I am giving the name, why don't you take it?
Why? Because I am not convinced that it is the right name.
That is your misfortune. How can I do? That is your misfortune. Yes. How can I help? You do not know the name. If somebody is informing you, here is the name, you still will not tell. That is your misfortune. What can we do? A misfortunate man cannot be helped. Here is also satatam kirtantam mam
satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha judha vratha namasyantascha mam bhakya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Yes.
And when I was in Africa, I saw the people are looking for the name and chanting like you chant, but they have a complete different idea of God. My question is, how can I know what is the right name? From where do you know it?
But as a human being, you can study what you have seen in Africa, what you are seeing here. There's much difference.
I mean, my impression only. I saw singing the people.
No, that's like these boys and girls. They are coming from Jewish group or Christian group. They have not come from India. The how they are chanting and enjoying, you can see.
No, I mean the intention was the same. They're looking for food.
That is. The following of Buddhism, you have to see the result and study.
I was quite surprised.
Yes. And ask them to induce to chant any other name. They will not do that. Halena Purichyata. You have to study by the result of the activity, not theoretically.
Yes, that would be the criterion.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the same what the Christian criterion is when St. Paul speaks. They have the same.
Now, we say that you follow Christian principle, you become perfect. But the difficulty is nobody follows anything. He follows his own opinion. That's all. In my opinion. What you are, your opinion. That is the division. Yes, you can take.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, in the Bible there are a lot of statements regarding chanting, instructions that people should chant the holy name of God. Like in the Old Testament, it said from morning to evening, you should chant the holy name of God.
Yeah. That is the business in these days. Chant the holy name.
Whatever you do, do in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's all they do, it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The simplest method, chant the holy name of God. That's
all. Should this chanting be loud, or can it also be half loud, whisper, or silently mentally? Does it play any difference? Does it make any difference?
If you chant loudly, then others can hear. They also take benefit. Even the birds and beasts, they will hear and be benefited. Therefore, loud chanting is recommended. So that even the birds, beasts, trees, plants, they can hear.
Yeah. I seldom saw so many happy faces as today, this evening, below.
That is the case in America also. The ladies and gentlemen ask them, are you Americans?
Yes.
Are you Americans?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they do not see Americans such a nice face. One Christian priest, I was going from Los Angeles to Hawaii, so he came to talk with me. He inquired, Swamiji, how is that your disciples look so bright? He inquired, yes.
Without drugs.
Yeah. And one Christian priest issued one pamphlet that these boys, they are our boys, but before this they are not coming to the church, they did not want to ask anything about God. Now they are mad after God. How is this? He admitted, they are our men. Yeah. And I'll give you another example. In our Los Angeles temple, this was a church, big church. It was not going on. It was being closed. And it was sold to us. And now go and see, there is daily thousands of the same man, the same place. The crowd is so young. Why? I have not brought all these men from India. Just judge.
There are hardly any.
Unless it is something sublime, how they are accepting. And they are all young boys. Not that they have become old, therefore they are sensing after God. And young man has got so many aspirations to go to the restaurant, to smoke, to enjoy, girlfriend, boyfriend, they have given up everything.
And they are working in the society. They are working
in the society. We are writing this book and selling, that's all. This is our work. We are modern. Even in the Indian Parliament, the question was raised that how is that this international society is spending lavishly? What is their income? There is a rumor that Americans are sending these CIA, what is that? Rascal people that say the CIA has come to dance and chant Hare Krishna. So, and of course the reply was given that we have no information that these people are CIA, but we know that they are maintaining themselves by selling their literature and public contribution. And we have got 102 centers like this. This is not very, if you go to a Los Angeles center, New York center, and other, Vrindavan center and Navadvip center, not less than 200 men are there, always. And we are providing their food, center, we give education to their children, we are getting them married. We don't allow these boys to live as friends. No, you get yourself married. Yes. Here is a girl, Kausalya. I picked her from Hawaii. Now you can ask what she was and what she is now. Now she is married, she is happy, she is everything. Life is there. Really. So I think you are all learned gentlemen. You should give us support and cooperate with this movement. It is a very nice movement. That is my request to you.
May we take your leave, Srila Prabhupada?
No, you sit down all night. I have not. I can talk all night. Because it is Krishna's talk. And that is, you have read already. Satatam kirtantam. Why do you stop? Satatam. Go on, continue. What is that? Satatam means? Satatam kirtantam maam jatantashta jivabhita. Namasattamstha maam.
In what way can we support or cooperate with your movement? In what way can we be of optimal benefit to your movement?
That is a simple thing. You chant Hare Krishna.
No, I mean in an extended way. For example,
we have got a life membership program.
You can become a life member and read all these books and chant Hare Krishna.
No,
there is no loss. Suppose you chant Hare Krishna, there is no material loss on your part. But if there is any gain, why don't you take it?
No, my question was perhaps a little not quite clear. Many of us here, myself, represent here not only their personal selves, but here on behalf of certain institutions, and we are active in some form or the other of public service, this gentleman probably also. And in what way, for example, would we serve your movement by giving a clear explanation about the aims of your activity, for example, removing prejudices, supporting Sanskrit studies and the better distribution of the Bhagavad Gita in this form, in such ways perhaps?
Yes. We are writing this book for distribution.
Yes, yes.
The people
yes, I've already suggested that.
Yes. And they are not manufactured knowledge.
Yes,
the standard knowledge,
yes,
basic knowledge.
Yes,
I am explaining for understanding of the people in general.
Yes, sir.
Each word is being explained.
Yes. Yes, good for what is. Yes,
I here is my dictaphone. I am sitting here. So as soon as I stop talking, I said, right, immediately. At night also, I get up at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I write this book.
Prabhupada came to the United States in 1965, and this movement was started in 1966-67. And since that time, he has published about 20 books like this, including Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Chaitamrita.
And what is the number of books sold last year?
4 million.
4 million.
But may I please put a question before I forget? I heard from our, or I read in the invitation that this center is not only a center as such, but something more. It should also be an ashram and also a forest university in the tradition of the ancient times,
yeah.
A kind of a university
yes.
Indian and allied sciences, Vedic sciences.
My idea is that all our centers should be self-supported.
Mm-hmm.
We do not like that idea that for your support you have to go 100 miles to get your bread. That is a very, very dangerous problem. You produce your food locally and then support yourself. The main problem is what to eat, where to sleep. So we get some place and support ourselves by producing our own food. We have already begun.
Yeah.
New Vrindavan, West Virginia, and similar other centers, we are producing our food, grains, vegetables, fruits, and milk. That is everything. But you don't kill any animal.
No.
That you don't.
But will this center also be a kind of a place of learning for Sanskrit studies and allied topics?
Yes,
that is important.
We are educating our children.
Yes.
In Dallas.
Yes.
Were very good institution.
Yes.
Sanskrit and English.
Yes.
And they are reading these books.
Mm.
That is sufficient.
Mm.
If they read this book, all different department of knowledge will be acquired. Jasmin vijnati sarvamidam vijnatam bhavanti.
Thank
you. What are these pictures?
These are pictures of our society's activities.
Very constructive and very... so much success in a relatively very short time. If you began in 1966.
Yeah.
57. Awesome. And during the Bangladesh crisis, you also...
Yes, anyone can feed that much. There are many refugees.
Mm-hmm.
So, we fed them.
Awesome. But that automatically answers the question of the gentleman also, the body in the service of other people. Is it always necessary?
Yes.
No, we give food. Anyone come and take food. Here also, there is no question of Bangladesh, but anyone come and take food. In our Mayapur center, we specially give food distribution on Saturday and Sunday. At least 5,000 people. So all humanitarian work is included.
Included.
And now we have come to Germany.
Mm.
You cooperate and make it a great success.
Yes.
For the general benefit of the whole humanity.
Yes.
We have got arts, music, literature.
Yes.
Culture, food, everything.
I think it will also help to quite a considerable extent for the removing of prejudices and for a better understanding of...
This is the only platform where all people, all religion, all culture can unite.
And towards
this
the
is the only platform. Krishna consciousness.
And
you practically see how they are becoming successful. In Africa also, they are responding.
Chinese.
I thought I must say Chinese.
Japanese.
Yes.
Japanese.
Oh.
And Hindi.
Yes.